Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to Scam Wow.
I'm Caitlin Brodnick.
I'm Cara Devins.
And we love scams. Oh my God. We love scams. We love you. Cara, that was done perfectly.
Oh my gosh. I mean,
we have Cara Devins, guys, as our amazing guest. She's a good friend of mine. We did write a show together that never really happened because then I got pregnant and I just can't do anything after that.
And then there was the pandemic and then the theater closed.
And then there was a pandemic and it was like, we're done, babies.
In fairness, we were kind of up against it.
We were up against it, and it was, oh my God. Also, everybody listening has already known this, like, our theater closed down, like, just, like, everything imploded. And so this is an amazing opportunity for me to just hang out with my friend. I love it.
Likewise.
I love it so much. Oh, but Cara, I have to say, before we start, I have to say a big thank you to a new Patreon patron. Ooh. And I usually don't do this with guests, but I want to tell you the story that I'm saying. So, thank you so much, Martin, for being a new Patreon patron. Guys, on Patreon, it's ScamWow Podcast, and we have all behind-the-scenes extra cut bits. Sometimes we have exclusive episodes we've never aired before. The first one is an old one of Sue and I walking through Target and talking about shopping at Target. Just, like, real, casual, fun stuff that sometimes, you know, we can't always put our most personal stuff on for free. So you, for $5, you can hear everything about us. But Cara, we always give our Patreon patrons a scam to watch out for. And today's scam for Martin is that I went to a concert last night for the first time in forever. And I have to say, I bought a bootleg t-shirt. It was the best decision I made.
Oh, what concert?
And we went to Rosalia and it was so amazing. It was at Radio City. And it was just incredible. It was an incredible concert. She was beautiful. The music was amazing. She sang opera and then was twerking. And it was just like this amazing, like, amalgamation of beautiful music and dance and celebration. And I really wanted a t-shirt. And the t-shirts were $40. And or the sweatshirt that I wanted was $90. And I would have paid that. But the line was also like all the way around. Like, everyone in the whole show wanted a t-shirt. And so then we leave and this guy is selling a bootleg version and it was really cheap and he was really nice. And I was like, you know what? I'm really happy. I'm really happy to support this other person. So I got my t-shirt. So I'm saying, Martin, go for the bootleg. Hell, get someone's little Etsy shop that does some cheap version of it. It's okay. It's fine. That's my advice. My Patreon advice.
So it's a positive scam to actually embrace.
Yeah, just pull your own scam. And also,
pull your own scam.
That guy, it was William somebody, didn't get his last name. William is like busting his ass, trying really hard to sell all these t-shirts. He's working just as hard as the people inside the theater. Like, it's all great. And what? Someone's going to point a finger and be like, that is like a bootleg Rosalia. And you're like, yeah, I'm defending an independent artist as well as Rosalia.
Exactly.
So that's honestly, like, that's my, like, advice for Martin. So thank you for being a patron. And my advice for you, Cara. So I say buy bootleg. I'm all for it these days. Why not?
Why not? Yeah.
But today is not about talking about buying bootleg. Today is about Cara's experience with scams. And so on ScamWow, Cara, we have scams that we bring in. We have scams that are historic scams that our family has pulled. Concert ticket scams, anything. But you have a scam that happened to your family. And I remember because I was there at this time.
Yeah, you were like a big part of this scam. So it
That's
feels
so
very
crazy.
Appropriate to relive it with you.
Oh my gosh.
Again.
Well, thank you for reliving this bonkers time.
I mean, I also in my mind, I'm like, maybe somebody will hear it and be like, this guy did this to us. Or like,
it must be.
Because I'm still so curious about this whole thing.
He seems like he'd still be thriving.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. this is at like the level of Tinder swindler. This is like at the level of like a big con artist guys, but we just haven't had a documentary made on him yet. But there will be. There will be.
There will be. I look forward to it.
Yeah. So, Cara, when this happened, we were both comedians. I would say struggling comedians, but I'm still at the same level. So same comedians.
Same.
Right. Writing, performing stuff at UCB. And then, and this happened to you and your family like a couple years ago.
Yes. So we were on our team. We were on our team together at UCB. So like we're all seeing each other all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So the team, I feel like, ended up being very involved in this drama because I just like had to share it.
Yeah, you have rehearsal like three times a week with these comedy friends. So, you're everyone like, knows everything.
Exactly. So should I start from the beginning here?
Yes, I love it.
Okay, so I grew up in Massachusetts and I was living in New York. I was single and my parents came down to visit.
Queer, amazing people. I love your parents.
Amazing. They're really fun. Like every time they come, they're like all about doing everything.
They're the best.
So we had already gone out to dinner. We had a great night. And then we stopped for a drink at a bar in my neighborhood in the West Village. Mm-hmm. And so like, I think they were maybe sitting at bar stools and I was standing. And they're super friendly too. So they're always like excited to talk to the bartender and whoever's next to them. Yeah. They're just like all about it. So we strike up a conversation with two guys next to us who are about my age. At the time, I think it was like early 30s. And it's like dream come true for my parents. They're like super charming, super funny, like totally engaging with my parents. One guy used to play professional baseball, which my dad's like, oh my God, asking him all these questions. One guy was in the army, or no, they were both in the army, which my dad was in the army. So he's like, this right is like away. A great conversation, but they're also really charming and funny. And so they're both like, this is fun.
And also your parents like want you to date someone. I feel like parents are always like, when you're single, they're always like, can you also date my daughter?
I know. So they're also kind of like, this is great. And I'm like, oh, this is fine. Like these guys are nice enough. And like, my dad asked something like what they were drinking. And then they bought my dad a drink, a cocktail. And he was like, oh, it's too much. But it was like, he was thrilled.
Of course.
So, yeah, of course. So I'm like, they have very successfully won over my parents. And I'm kind of like, yeah, they're nice enough. Like, this is fun.
Right.
The baseball guy is like, I got to go. I have a dinner. The army guy is like, well, do you guys mind if I stay and hang out? And I'm kind of like, okay. I guess this guy's like staying with me and my parents.
And were you like attracted to him at all?
No, I was not. See, like, that's the tough thing. He was like, not a bad looking person, nothing against, it wasn't about looks. I just was like, I feel like this is becoming a really stressful situation for me because you're like such seemingly like just like nice guy. My parents are loving you.
Yeah.
And he stays and like continues to drink with us and then just like continues to win over my parents so much about he's from the Midwest. He moved to New York and he's this like lonely soldier and he makes he's this kind of puppy dog, like getting in New York is so hard, you know? And my parents are like, oh, I know.
And they're like, we'll parent you too. Like we can parent Cara, we can parent you and you guys can move in together and get married. Like that's their
one
goal.
And in my head, I'm like, oh my God, now they're always going to be like asking about this guy and like maybe can chance like go out with this guy, whatever happened to him.
Yeah, they're like, their eyes have hearts in them and you're just like, oh my God, this is gonna be a new part of my life.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is awful. This is like the last thing you want when you're in your like when you're in your 30s and your parents meet a single guy who like it's like he had a good job, he was in the army, he was so charming, like he was put
together.
He bought
your dad a drink, like
he bought my dad a drink. They're gonna be like, well, what's the problem?
Yeah, what's the problem? We got free martinis. What's the issue?
And I'm like, oh, so I'm kind of like getting anxious and annoyed, but I'm like, okay, he is a nice guy, whatever.
But also wait, Cara, you're very, very nice. I have to say, like, you are like the kindest, most polite person as I'm interrupting you, but this setting the scene for our listeners, like you're not, I'm sure you're not rolling your eyes. I'm sure you're not showing your parents that you're smiling and you're being just as kind and lovely as ever. But I know inside you're probably like about to have diarrhea. Like
what inside I'm freaking out of like all the reasons, like why I'm going to have to explain that I just don't want to date this guy.
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse, but like when you don't feel it, you don't feel it. And then you feel like you have to defend it to everybody else. You know, when like, there's a perfectly nice guy on the scene, and everyone's like, why don't you date him? And you're like, I just don't like him. And no, you feel like you have to defend it, and then you question yourself. It was like, oh no, I can't believe we're going into this.
Yes.
So then he is like, we're finishing our drinks, it's getting late. And he's like, you guys, I have to take you to my favorite bar. And of course, my parents light up because they're like, this is so fun. We're in New York.
Unexpected.
And like, unexpected. We're going to a dive bar with this guy who's been cracking us up and buying us drinks. And he's like, I just have to do it one drink. Let's go. And so all of a sudden, we're like parading down the street with this guy. My dad's walking up ahead with him.
Of course.
And like, everyone's just thinking this is like such a fun adventure. And finally, I'm like, I don't want to go to this bar. Like, this is it. I've gone far enough. Like, I'm not doing this anymore.
Good for you.
So my mom. And so my mom's like, okay, you know what? Who cares? We don't have to go to a bar with this guy. And so we're like, you know what? Actually, sorry. It's not gonna happen. We're not gonna go to this bar. But
oh, good.
You know, we're like, it's so nice meeting you. He asked for my number. And I'm like, okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. So I give him my number, which again, like I don't want to sound like people were like begging for it. Like nobody wants my number. Who cares?
But I understand that so much. You're like, oh, this one, this is where we land.
It's just like, I just wasn't feeling this, enjoying this interaction. And I'm like, now my parents are going to be like, but he was great.
Yeah.
So like we go home, he texts me, is like, so nice to meet you and your family. Like, it was just so wonderful. What a great night. My mom's like, you know, even as a friend, like mm-hmm. he's a lonely, like maybe you could include him in things. And it like, she's so sweet and well-intentioned.
She's
and I was like,
so sweet.
Yeah. I was like, okay, as a friend, like that's a better way to look at it. Cause I was just like, guys, I'm gonna let you know right now. Like, I don't like this guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they're like, as a friend, but like he really pulled on everybody's heartstrings. Mm-hmm. He really pulled on my parents' heartstrings with like this lonely soldier act and like, he was charming and funny, but also like vulnerable with my parents. It was ridiculous. So a week later, I was out with a girlfriend for dinner, my friend Dana. And she's like, how was your parents' visit? And I'm like, oh, weirdly, like we met a single guy. And I'm like, I'm not really into him, but like maybe I could set him up. I was like, that may be like the solution here. He's talked about being lonely in the city.
Your mom will be happy.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, maybe this is the right tactic. So I pull up my phone and look him up. He is like, within the past 6 months, had an insanely lavish wedding at the Four Seasons, where he was also living with his socialite wife, who he is still very much married to. And like her Instagram was public and she had posted like the day before with him on some tropical vacation. And like, they're the like the most socialites I've ever encountered.
Yes.
Based on their, and my mouth is hanging open. I'm like, this can't be right. This guy just painted, he like seduced my family, painting this picture that he was a lonely soldier. He stayed
asking
out
for your number.
Asking for my number. He stayed out and tried to take me and my parents to a bar.
Yeah.
And it turns out he like lives at the Four Seasons.
That's bizarre.
With a social, I think like it was like he got married there and they lived there for 6 months and then I don't know what happened.
But that's still
it was
fucking
like,
weird.
Yeah. What is going on with your life that you went out and did that? To my parents. I like called my parents in the middle of the night and they were like,
you should.
What?
Yeah. And then what happened?
And so, I mean, not that like I told the team, I went to rehearsal. I told the team, I remember you being like, hold on, I need to go deeper. And I think you were the one who was like, I'm going to go ahead. I think his wife was also like lifestyle blogger or something.
Yes.
And you're like, I'm going to go ahead and follow her just so like we can know what's going on.
Yeah.
You're like, I'll take the hit because like I'm far enough removed.
I'll probably still follow her. Yeah.
You might. I know. You might. It was like her and all her friends were like influencers who were sponsored by like Yves Clicquot and stuff. And then there he is in the middle of all these pictures, like the doting army guy husband.
Now, was he an army guy in these pictures or was do you think the army thing was real or fake?
I think the army thing was real. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, great. So then, you know, as a con artist, he's using like his real life experience to swindle your family. It's not just like made up.
But I'm like, what did he want? I don't, like, did he want like a, did he want like parents for a night?
It kind of does. It kind of sounded like he just wanted your parents for a night.
Yeah, he wanted just to like win over a family.
Yeah, and have, I mean, now we caught him. I want to look up this person though.
Let's see.
I want to see where they are right now.
So he, I think it's really his wife that's super public. Mm-hmm. Like I couldn't find too much, but again, like this was, I wasn't suspicious. I found this in like 1 second.
In 2 seconds, name. Right.
Yeah.
And this guy is like, I don't know if he's just been in the army too long or in denial for too long, but like these days, people are going to find you. If you give someone your real name and real phone number, yeah, we're all going to find it.
I mean, like, why didn't he just give a fake name?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what he was doing to begin with, but I'm trying to find them right now. Let's see.
What's his name again?
Okay, we can move it. His name is, and I think like maybe his wedding art, it was like an article about his wedding in a blog that was very recent and very fancy. Okay, hold on. Let's see. I'm sending you a link to like his wedding video, which is absolutely,
oh my God, insane. I love this.
I know. Let's see. I also couldn't look away because I don't know any people like this. Like, I don't know socialites.
Right. It's also fascinating.
I was like, what is this life? I've never like, who have sponsorships by like.
Yeah. Cause he's a pathological liar.
Yeah.
Okay. So this was 2015. He got married.
Yeah. So that was like right around the time it happened. That's like right when we met him.
Wow, this is fucked up.
And then like the wife had some friend that was psyched, just could not look away from, because it was like the friend had like a sponsorship from Tiffany's or something. And we'd be like, happy Wednesday, here's me unboxing my Tiffany's.
Oh my God.
On so many levels, I'm just baffled by these people and this situation.
Wow.
So I really hope that like I get answers someday. Someone's gonna be like, oh my God, this guy did this to me. It's this thing. It's like he just bets that you can't like get the girl's number when she's with her parents or something. I don't know, but I feel like I need to understand what this was all about.
Also, I'm sort of curious about his friend who was like, yeah, nah, I'm good. Like he was into it and then was decided like, we're okay now.
Well, yeah, the friend seemed a little bit more stand up, like honest. Like I have a dinner, bye. I'm not staying around for this, like swindling these people. I mean, not that he swindled us, but like,
yeah.
For this charade.
That's the thing, too. Like, he bought you drinks.
Yeah, I know, right?
None of it sounds like he just really needed, like, a friend.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. My husband's take is that, like, he was lining up people to have affairs with. But I'm like, I don't think so. I really don't think so. Like, why would you charm somebody's parents to, like, make them your mistress? Not even mistress, but, like, to have a random affair with.
That is okay. So yeah, I think my computer, like I just was looking up so much about these insane people.
I know. It's really hard not to. It really, really is hard not to.
Oh, it was there in Philadelphia Magazine.
Yes. Yes. I remember that too. It being like a spread on them. But I was like, are they making fun of me? Like that I'm like this poor, maybe they're both in on it of like, let's find a pathetic single person who could never live our life.
No. He really wanted to date your parents.
Yeah, he wanted to date my parents. I mean, I feel like he genuinely liked his parents and my parents. And I was like, let's just pretend that I think she's cool.
Yeah. No, Kara, I really like your parents, though, too. So,
I mean, they're great.
You are very cool. But your parents, like, are, as I said in the beginning, some of the nicest people I've ever met. Just so warm and loving and fun.
Wait, I'm sending you his wife's Instagram.
Please, please. He never once mentioned like his wife or anything. Did he say he just moved there?
No, he put on a full blown like it can be really lonely in New York and just dating is so hard and like he knew what he was doing. I mean,
wow.
If you go to her tagged photos,
yeah,
you're like, oh my God, these people aren't like who does this?
Wow,
whose life is this?
Wait, do they have kids?
They do. I'm pretty sure they do now. I think I looked them up on Facebook after this and they have like two kids and they're like, they have the typical like on the beach in khakis and a white shirt with their kids.
But she only has like 100 followers.
I know. I think this is a new account. I don't think this was the account that I originally found.
That's the thing that like is probably the most depressing is when someone behaves like an influencer and it's like you have 6 followers, like nobody's you're not influencing anybody's me.
Kind of a bummer.
That is a bummer. Maybe he also was like trying to escape. Like maybe he was just hoping that your parents would kidnap him. And so he's like, look, how can I get like bound and gagged and sent to your house because I want to leave this place?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, maybe he's hoping that.
I can't imagine that his wife would be happy that he's doing this.
No. That's insane. Somebody has to be like, somebody has to reach out and be like, oh, LOL, like your husband slept with my brother or mom. Like, I feel like people are like, oh, God, this is insane. Should we message her? No, I don't want to ruin her whole life.
There was a while that I'm like, should I tell this woman that her husband does this? And then I was like, you know, no, this is not my battle. Yeah.
Exactly. Just, somebody else will. Like,
yeah, somebody else will. If he's going to keep doing this, like someone is definitely going to let her know.
And he did it so seamlessly. Wait, here's the thing. So she moved to New York in 2016. And her Facebook, her life events. God, this guy's such an idiot. We can find things so quickly,
I know.
Buddy.
But yeah, so you're almost moved, like, do you want? You want this. Like,
he wants
to
be figured out.
Yeah,
so
he wants
she moved in 2016. They got married in 2015. So he's saying he's alone in the city. She was in Philadelphia where they got married. And then she moved here with him. So technically he was probably alone that night. But he was also a newlywed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Like someone get us some answers here.
Well, now they live in Colorado.
I know. So that's kind of good, right?
Because Hope's telling us everything. Yeah. Hope really lets everyone know the details.
Yeah.
This is crazy. And they have one baby and I think she's pregnant on the way. Wow, Hope just really lets us all know.
Yeah, she's letting it all out here.
She is. They have two. They have two kids. Okay, well, like...
Yeah.
That is, like, and then what do you do if you're the wife and you're like, oh, my rascal husband, he's always trying to find another family.
I know, right?
Like, what do you do? Like,
he's
just...
He's always, like, seducing somebody's parents.
He's using his army plugs to get another guy to buy martinis for. Like, he wants to treat people. I don't understand. Is it something? Because then what could be really interesting is that, like, she's a socialite and he has all this money and doesn't believe that they should have it. And that would be, like, a complex story. Like, let me give it to other people, you know, or let me spread the word. But she doesn't look like that much of a socialite, you know?
Yeah.
She looks like she's just a lady with blonde hair and a lot of photos, which... A lot of people try to make themselves look that way.
Right.
This is why you don't lie to millennials, because we can find everything. I mean, Gen Z, I'm sure, are even better.
Yeah.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
It almost seems that, like, okay, this guy, I think I'm figuring him out, his wife or future wife or whatever, and all of her friends are people that are showing how important their life is, that every little bit of their life is so important that they have to document everything. You know, they took a trip on a safari in Africa, which, like, plenty of people do, but they have to tell you about it. And so it seems like he was trying to get his own material. Like, he was trying to get his own value. Like, look, you guys are traveling around. You're getting, like, free shit at the plaza. I am going to find a family and learn about the father's war lineage, you know? And yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And that's how I show my value.
I think it's, like, almost a sociopathic thing to want empathy from strangers for a false narrative. Because it was, like, pulling at the heartstrings very much. It was, like, designed to make us be like, oh, this guy is so sweet. He's just like a soldier trying to make it in the big city.
Right. And he also, like, is very lonely. Like, it's clear that he's incredibly lonely. So that was like, that was truth. He was using all these tactics to really embody this character.
It's messed up. That's all I got to say.
What do your parents? What do your parents think? Do your parents still think about it?
I feel like I brought him up maybe once or twice, and they were so shocked. My parents were just like, "What?" I think I sent them the blog about his wedding, and they were like, "What now?"
Yes,
this guy that we're like, just include him, throw him a bone, invite him to a book swap or something. You know, like, he's just a sweet guy.
He would love a book swap. He's just alone in his hotel counting his money.
They were like, he just, you know, he's just a sweet guy. And like, okay, maybe you don't like him, but just, you know, he needs a friend. And I was like, okay, can't argue with that.
Can't argue with that. He needs a life. Can't argue with that.
And then it turns out he doesn't need a friend, I don't think.
Well, he's the saddest person I've ever seen. And also, he would have been great in, like, the 1940s. Like, he probably would have thrived before any kind of communicate, like, early, even in the 80s, 90s, he'd probably be okay. But,
or just give a fake name. Like, it's that easy.
Yeah, why didn't he do that?
If you just wanted to leave that
wedding hashtag, Nick's only hope, it's not going to go well.
Yeah, no.
Was he super, super drunk?
No, not at all. Oh my gosh. Like, very charming, very coherent. Because I don't think my parents would have, like, appreciated a super drunk guy. They were just like, he's so responsible, stand-up guy. Just trying to adjust to life in the Big Apple.
Wow. He really did.
I think he might have gotten what he was looking for, and, like, validation for my family that he could be a sympathetic character, I guess.
Yeah, maybe he was like, I hope that these perfect strangers are nice to me because I don't know, I'm a monster, and tonight I don't want to feel like one.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's so, and also, that's so hard for you, too, because you're like, look, I didn't even want to fucking date this guy anyway, and now you're making me feel guilty for not dating him, and your intuition was completely right.
Yeah, I was. They did give me credit for that. They were like, yeah, you did not like him. And I'm like, I did not like him.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that my sister meets that I don't like, and she's always mad, but they turn out to be weird people because my sister's very nice, and she'll introduce me to a friend, and I'm like, I don't like her. She's fucked up. Something's off. And my sister's like, oh my God, she's so sweet. And then 5 years later, a month later, she's like, Katie, you were right. So I think I come off as my sister as a cold-hearted bitch, but I just don't trust anyone.
Sometimes you could just tell.
You can tell, especially if it's your own sister.
Yeah, sometimes you just are like, yeah. No.
Get out of here. I don't have time
Get out of here. But it is really nice when you end up being right.
It's so nice.
And they're like, okay, thank you.
And also, you guys didn't really, you didn't lose any money on this, too.
No, you're right. So, like, the scam is emotionally scammed.
And emotionally which is also
scammed.
Fucked up.
Yeah, which is, that's what makes it also weird. Like, it would make more sense to me if somehow we ended up buying him dinner. I'd be like, okay, you just wanted dinner.
Yeah.
But it's like, what did he get out of this?
It has to be like an ego thing. It has to be like, watch what I can do.
Yeah, like watch how I can charm people.
And is it that like people, like he secretly wanted to be an actor and they were like, no, you're going into the army. I don't know. Like, is he like, but guys, watch how good I am at lying. Like, did he just want to try? Because I mean, he could have pretended he was like a sad soldier in a department store. Maybe he does. Maybe he like goes to Starbucks and is like, this is my order because, you know, yeah. I lost a couple friends in the war and that's why I need a decaf macchiato.
No, he like really said, there was like really lines like that, that were just like, okay. He's like, you know, I saw some stuff, lost some people. I'm like, I'm sure he did. And what do I know? I don't.
Right. I've lost people too. Yeah.
I don't know how hard it is in that context, but it's just like, I feel like he would make a good movie.
He would make a great man. Do you remember anything specifically he said, one of his sob stories?
It was just like the biggest quotes to me were like, it's really hard dating people in New York City, which is like, okay, but yeah,
especially
it's hard because you're married.
You had a very public wedding.
Yeah, you had a very public, very lavish wedding.
Yeah.
And there was like comment something like I lost some friends and, you know, of course, he has my dad being like, oh, yeah, I get you.
Oh, my God. You know, and your like, poor dad, like, he did actually probably lose friends.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And I think he was in the army. And I'm sure, obviously, right. It was like a lot of difficulties. And I can not even begin to imagine.
But when he said in the army, did he really mean in the army surplus store for 15 minutes before? And he actually got lost and lost his friends because he didn't know where they were in the army surplus store.
Yeah, potentially.
That makes sense. And I've been there. I've been in I've been in stores and not known where my friends are, you know?
Yeah.
You got to text them. And that's hard. You have to take out your phone and send a text.
I feel like it could make a really good movie because he was like handsome and charming enough. Good looking and charming enough that, I don't know, someone good could play him of like this person whose mission it is to just win over, to create alter egos and win over people and see how many times he can do it without getting caught.
Yeah. And he sounds like he's good at it.
That's the thing. He's really, really good at it. So that's why I'm like, I would watch a movie about this guy. Like, what else? Yeah. What else has he done? What are his other tactics?
Yeah.
And like, what does he say he's doing when he's going out? Well, he goes out with his friend and then like his friend leaves and then goes home to his family and is like, we stayed out so late. Plus, I like went on a date with a family.
Plus, now I'm like written into their will because, you know, I just like, I need that security. I need that in my back pocket.
Yeah. Something like,
you know, that like, Uncle Torres is going to make sure that I come to Thanksgiving dinner. I will cancel on him, but I just want to know that I'm included.
I want to know that I'm included. Yes. I want to know that like I can win over anybody.
Anyone. Wow. I wonder if he's learned multiple like background things, multiple languages, what else he said.
How far does he go with it?
How far does he go? And I mean, clearly not. He doesn't like using the internet clearly because then he would realize he's all over the internet and a big fucking liar. So it seems more like make-believe, you know, like where do you see his inner monologue? You know, his inside world is very exciting.
Yeah, it just seems like it's really about a family. It's not even about like womanizing. It's about making earnest people sympathize with him and like root for him.
He has his own family. He has
and
two
now he
kids
full-blown anyway. Has a family. Yes, he full-blown
in
has
Colorado.
A family.
I wonder if like he, because once you are like that, it's really hard to trust anyone because you know sort of the background. I wonder if they ever meet anyone who's like a real soldier and he's like, show me your wounds. I don't trust you. I used to pull this shit. And they're like, no, actually this is a real, you know, thing. And they're like, he's like, I don't trust you. He's probably such an asshole to real people that have gone through it.
Yeah, because he's like, I can do that too.
Yeah, I've done it a couple times.
No, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he really was a soldier. I mean, that was the most believable. I mean, I guess the whole thing was believable. So what am I saying?
That is, yeah. And he stuck with what he knows. He writes what he knows.
So yeah, like, he writes what he knows. The whole thing was believable.
The whole thing was believable.
It was just like he wanted some sort of connection and validation from, he wanted to win people over. And then I'm like, are you practicing to win people over? To do what? To like completely swindle a family? To like move in with a family? Also, like,
in love with your dad. I don't know. Like maybe he also like fell for your dad. That's a thing.
Yeah. That's like a, yeah. That okay. That could be a thing. Yeah.
Who knows?
I do. My instinct is like it really had nothing to do with me. It was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Family. Oh, yeah. That's clear. In no way. Sadly, were you a part of this picture?
He wasn't like, I want to talk to this young lady. He's like, no, no, no. I want to scam this family. And this young lady will be my, like, you know, I'll make them think it's because they have a single daughter. But it's like, no, I don't. He didn't care.
No. And he asked for your phone number probably so that he could text your parents and be like, can we start a group thread? Like, I want to make plans, you know, should we go to a baseball game?
Yeah. Well, the text I got was like, I had so much fun with you and your family. Like, what did you want me to say? Like, my parents love you. They want you to be their son-in-law. Yeah, come. We actually, there was talk of inviting him to dinner the next night. Maybe that's
when
my parents were like, you know, if he's around, you should come to dinner. You know, we had so much fun. There actually was talk of that.
When did you figure this out?
Not until a week later. Not until I was with my friend. And I'm like, maybe you'd hit it off with this guy. Like, I just didn't feel it. And then I Googled him and was like, oh my God, what?
And you work at Google, Kara.
I know. I can find
these things. That's insane. Did you tell him you work at Google? Like, these are red flags this idiot didn't even pick up.
I know. But that's why part of it's like he wants to be caught doing this.
He wants to be caught. He wants to be caught.
He wants to be caught doing this and have to explain himself. But like, I just want to know the explanation. That's all.
He wants to be grounded. He wants a timeout. Like, he just wants, you know, a slap on the wrist. Like, he wants all the motions that, like, parents can do.
And luckily, my parents are very resilient. And they were like, okay, whatever, this guy's crazy.
Yeah, what a piece of shit. We don't care. We're too cool.
Yeah, they were kind of like shocked and like, whatever. We're over this.
We don't have time for this dumbass. Your parents are too cool.
But I was like, I hope you don't do this to other people who might, like, you might actually hurt somehow.
Oh, he does. I mean, he must. He must look at anybody and is like, if somebody, because there's also this thing with like con artists that if you give them one or two little like carrots, like one or two little like clues and stuff that they can jump onto, then they lock in and they're like, okay, this is the personality I love, that this is the personality I can take advantage of, and blah blah blah, and they go into it. But that's insane.
Or also think about how cruel it would be to me if I had actually been interested. Like, I would have gone home being like, oh my gosh, I think I just met the one. Like, this is
so, my parents like him.
Yeah, this is so serendipitous. We had this magical night. Like, that would have been devastating if it had been someone.
It's almost like he was trying to be in his own movie. Like, he was the one to go home and be like, how to steal a girl in 10 days. And it's like, one cares or watches or was subscribed to your YouTube channel. Like, gives a
fuck. That would be so, so mean to me if I had fallen for it, of like making this girl think you're into her and charming her parents. Like, that, like, going the extra step of charming the parents is like incredibly cruel.
Yeah. And that's like real fucked up. Like, I feel like that was in like old-timey dangerous liaisons shit. Like, I feel like that was like what happened like centuries ago with like royal courts and like trying to get power. And it's like, what power are you trying to get, big guy? Another meal? The power of using your credit card to buy someone a drink?
Yeah, or like, I guess, was there something for when we were going to go to this bar? Was like something going to happen there? I don't know.
I mean, yeah, that could be like totally creepy. Like, he might also like be like, and then I go murder families.
Yeah, maybe I cut him off. Maybe I cut him off before he executed the full plan.
Yeah, and whatever that was, I'm so happy he didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. Or yeah, is that the way he, like, gets around getting the girl, that, like, you make sure their parents are really comfortable and then you can, like, hook up with her and she's your side piece, but the parents are always asking how he's doing, like... Oh, what a fucking weirdo, Carl.
I know. I know. And I remember the team, like our whole team at UTB being very involved in this drama. And I think there was a conversation of like, you should text him. You should be like, is this you?
Yes.
And I just decided, I was like, I don't
know. No, you're too smart for that. You didn't want to get involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, who knows what would have happened there. So.
Yeah. And you're like, I don't want to keep this conversation going. You didn't want to keep it the night of. Why would you want to keep it?
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Wow, but I'm so excited. But I just feel
like it would have been so mean. It could have been so much more mean had I been really thinking, like, this is the guy for me. And my whole family loves him and we're inviting him to dinner tomorrow night. And then, like, I would have Googled him and been, like, shattered.
Yeah. No, you have amazing intuition. You are, like, so smart and you figured it out. And also, we should say you're happily married with a baby and you have an amazing life. Like, it's not like your parents... You know, there's that feeling in when you're in your early 30s that it's like, will I ever find the one? It's like, yes, 2 months later, you're happily married and you have a great life. But he's also preying upon that what if at that specific age in your life.
Yeah, you know? He was preying upon a very specific dynamic of like parents and child too.
Trying to ensure the best for their kids.
Exactly. He was preying upon that of like, oh, but these parents are like, oh, that'd be so great if she met a nice guy and... We could have grandchildren and like, he seems so trustful. I'm like, this is such an awful thing to prey upon. And I don't know what you get out of it.
Yeah, that is so weird.
Yeah.
That is so weird.
But luckily, like I had the team support. Everybody was like, this is fucking nuts. You have a bunch of comedians
that have $0 who are like, nope, we can tell a con artist when we like, see one. Wow. Luckily, that is so crazy.
Again, my parents are very resilient. They were like, okay, whatever. We're over this guy. We have a lot of shit going on.
Yes.
Everybody was for sure very fascinated.
But was your dad also like, ugh, this happens in the army all the time. I can't tell you how many army guys.
I think he was just like, okay, never mind.
Yeah, your parents are so tough. That's what's really funny too, or what irks me is that if you're a nice, kind person, and this happens to me a lot, like I'll be very sweet to people. And then they're like, oh, this dummy. Or they sort of think they can take advantage of you or they turn around. And then I whip right around and I give it back to them. And they're like, oh.
Never mind.
There is something behind that smile. And it's like, yeah, I'll be so nice to you. But if you try to fuck with me, you know, I definitely would have texted him and his wife and a couple other things. But like, it's that, like, your parents are very nice people. They're not going to be destroyed over this. Like, I don't know also what he was thinking. Right. Was he hoping that the fallout was like, these poor people, like,
I know,
will miss the husband, the son-in-law they never had and like the life they could have had with him. And they're like, nah, son, we're fine.
Yeah, they're like, we're good. Like, we're watching Bosch. We have like a ton of TV shows on our radar.
We have so much TV to watch.
Like, we have Miss Maisel. We're pretty busy. We have like a ton of plans with our friends.
We have Netflix. We have a Hulu account. Like, we have so many streaming services. We don't have time.
Yeah, no, they're like, bye.
Yes, I think that's like also what's so pathetic about him too, is that you're like, eh, thank you, next. Like, nobody really cared.
Yeah, nobody really cared. Makes it even sadder. But yeah. I guess for him, the curiosity still stands of like, what is your end game? Do you do this to other people? What?
But also like, bitch, you're still on the internet. Like,
yeah, seriously. Like, why not just give a fake name?
I bet you one of the Scam Wow listeners will be like, like they can find it right away.
Yeah.
And we just want to know what's going on and be like, what's your deal?
We want to know what's going on. Like, why did you do that?
Why did you do that? Honestly, if you made a TikTok video of this, it would go, people would be obsessed with it. This is the sort of thing where people are like, this crazy thing happened. And then everyone's like, no, the person actually thought they want to get caught.
I know. But like, you almost think that he has to want to get caught.
Yeah, he wants to be special or famous. I think he wants to be an influencer. And he was hoping that he was going to influence the parent demographic. Parents of 30-year-olds demographic, and he's like, let me just like get in with them and then I can like influence them on whatever they like, you know?
Whatever his angle, didn't work.
Whatever it is. It didn't
work. We bounced back remarkably quickly from this.
Without a care in the world.
Yeah.
Really without being affected very much. Just like, oh, that's interesting. The schmuck. Okay. Where are we gonna go to brunch?
Exactly. We're like, oh, holy shit. Okay, never mind.
success, really. That's, and I think that's probably what would be the hardest thing for a scammer is for someone to be like, we didn't care that much. That's their thing, because they believe that whatever they're doing or saying is so special, so groundbreaking, so shocking. That's why so many con artists also end up creating their own documentaries, because they think everyone's going to care what they have to say. And then everyone's like, well, first of all, you have a documentary crew following you and we all figured it out. This isn't real. They're always so upset because they want to be the only ones.
Yeah. You're right. I think it all comes down to like narcissism.
Yes. The biggest narcissist.
And validation or some sort of need that they, I don't know.
Yeah. And it's like, no, your life isn't that important. I'm not so really, sorry. No.
Not
you're
all.
Not that special. You can have a big wedding and nobody cares. Oh, what a loser. Oh, God. That was so funny, Cara. And guys, if you want to see, do you want to give people your Instagram if they want to come stalk you and see your cool lives?
Sure, yes.
Do you want to share it? Share us your socials.
It's C_devs. I don't know how exciting or cool it is, but
it's, very cool.
It's on there. It is on there.
I love it. I love it, guys. Find her. She's so funny. She's amazing. And are you doing any projects right now besides, you know, living your best life and being a mom? Because that's the biggest
I do have a book coming out in the spring.
You do? Oh my God, yeah. You do.
Finally, in June.
It's so
in
exciting.
June. Like literally the last day. I think that's like the last, because they were like spring 2023 and it's like the last day of spring. But I'm forever grateful. So
yeah.
June 20th, I have a children's book coming out called The Brilliant Miss Bangle.
I'm so excited, Cara.
So this is probably... like, I better start to, like, learn to be a cool podcast guest in case anybody else wants to talk to me. But then again, why
you got
would
it.
They?
No,
why would
got
they?
It.
I mean, who cares? I don't have anything interesting to say.
Cara, no, you're so funny. And then when people can pre-order, I'll let everyone know because they'll want to pre-order. That's
well,
the
I
thing.
Would greatly appreciate that.
I'm so excited. This is so great. I cannot wait for this book to come out. I love it. Lewis is going to love it. We can't wait.
Well, you were actually super helpful because you had a book coming out at the time. We're on a team together.
Yeah.
And I remember you being like, I reached out to agents and that's what I did then. And then that's how it kind of came together. So I didn't
really,
I didn't
when
know.
You found your book agent?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was like after you being like, I just reached out to agents, not publishers. Because I think I was like, I'm just going to mail this thing to a publisher. And you were like, no, don't do that.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, guys, if you want to write a book, reach out to a bunch of agents with all your ideas and do cold emailing.
Exactly.
I love it. And that was our podcast. That's our episode.
ScamWow Podcast Season 2 is produced and edited by me, Caitlin Brodnick, produced and edited by Caitlin Moldenhauer, and edited by Jesse Caron. We are part of the More Banana Podcast Network, which is an all-female owned and run network for women's voices uninterrupted. If you love us, the best thing you can do is rate and review wherever you listen to your podcast. It will help us tremendously. Thank you guys so much for listening, all of your support. We're so happy to have you here, and we will see you next week. Bye!
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.